Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Top of the morning to ya. If ya think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till ya see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Tim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Danganda Funeral Home, Culligan Water, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
All right. We want to get right to our next guest. We have Kevin Smith, who is our
Kevin Myers.
Jordan didn't tell me which one was coming in today. I kind of figured it might be you, county commissioner, and you guys have been busy. I mean, I don't want to get on the data center trip because that's done and that's passed.
Well, it's not really done and it's not really passed.
To an extent, it is. I mean, as far as the county commissioners go. For the moment.
So that's the thing I think we need to explain.
It's tabled for a year for them.
That's what I was going to ask. Can you explain how that works? Because now we've heard that they've maybe come to the city, but what would that mean for you folks? For right now, it's my understanding that it's done for you, but they could come back at another time with a little bit of a different proposal. Is that correct?
Well, they can come back as is, the same proposal in a year. They have to wait 12 months. But they could come back as in a different form, different amount of acres, a different, you know, kind of have a different proposal. They could come back at any time. But I think, and as far as our part in it right now, with the, you know, this is all in the city's court right now. This, you know, they have I believe 114 acres, 115 acres that's already zoned, and I have not heard any updates as of yet. I think it's got to go before the plan commission and all that and be discussed. So
yeah, it has to do its due process either way.
Right. So, and you know, and as we did, I think the more transparent and open to the public, you know, this is pretty, there's a lot of people with a lot of passion on both sides. And mm-hmm. you have to, you know, that weighs into a lot of it, obviously. You know, you're representing the voters, and so, you know, we took a lot of heat, a lot of criticism for stretching it out, and then I also got, you know, criticism that we were trying to rush it through. So you know,
can't win, can you?
Well, sometimes you can't, but you know, I think it all worked out. I think it would. I'll stand by my position all day long that we took our time and looked at all this. I know that there's a lot of the things that went on behind the scene and discussion, negotiations that, you know, you can't really negotiate something in a public setting. And we were not satisfied with how that was going. And obviously the public outcry too. And I just don't think enough attention was paid to the property owners and surrounding property owners, because they're the ones that would be the most affected, obviously.
659-3338. If you have questions or comments, Clinton County Commissioner Kevin Myers is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, Kevin, and no, I don't want to say hindsight, but as far as looking forward and the fact that there's a good possibility that they'll come back or could come back.
Or another one could come in, for that
exactly.
matter.
Exactly. Are you guys watching closely what's going on with some of these other data centers that have been approved, that they're working? And I know there's a lot of scrutiny on the one that Google is putting up down towards, and I think it's around Seymour is where that one's going up, and they're already seeing issues that were, I don't want to say promises by the company that have not been fulfilled yet, and maybe down the road, but like utility costs, they're already seeing massive utility costs. The residents are, and supposedly, you know, because I haven't read everything on that, is that Google was going to pick that cost up, but they haven't yet. So, I mean, are you guys monitoring what's going on with these others that are going up to see what's right, what's wrong?
Oh, absolutely. And we did that before. You know, we were doing that I've personally doing that for about 7 or 8 months there, of looking at different communities. You know, we caught some flack for going to New Jersey to look at that data center. And then we looked at a lot of the ones in Indiana that are going up, and some of the issues that I watch more YouTube than I ever have, you know, seeing how different counties and cities have had to deal with this and some of the issues that they're all having. So, yeah, these are, you have to, you know, you want economic growth and you want jobs brought into you, but, you know, I think it's been discussed on here before that, you know, our unemployment is not that bad in Clinton County. And if you bring in some 500 jobs, a company that would bring in that many jobs, okay, where are they going to come from? They're, you know, they're obviously not all going to come from here. But, you know, you've got to be looking all the time that, you know, it's almost changing daily on what's going on with the data centers. There's also a proposal from the federal government that I think the president talked about that making it one of the criteria that a data center has to provide their own power. And I don't know the details of that. I haven't seen all that. But then you hear something about, okay, maybe they'll bring their own nuclear power plant in or something. Okay, there's a whole different explosion that's going to happen about, you know, if they would do something like that. So
yeah, it's messed up. I know we need them because that's part of prosperity, that's part of the future, and we need them. But again, like, I'm glad you guys are doing your due diligence and doing your research and everything, because if it's not done, economic growth, if it's not done in the right way, is not true economic growth for a community.
Well, and I think that's what people are saying. They want something maybe to come in, but we're picky about what we want, and that's okay to be picky.
Well, and that's true. We're also trying to look at, you know, what the impact of the Senate bill, whether there'll be changes in that that will affect us more in 2027, 2028. So it's, you know, we have to make the choices. Okay, nobody wants their taxes to go up. Obviously, property taxes are going to go down somewhat. They say on paper. And if that's the case, then something has to give. You either have to make up for that loss of revenue through the income tax, or you have to cut services, one or the other. And you do not want to do that. You know, we want to make sure that especially our law enforcement, and emergency services, fire, EMS, are funded, highway department, our roads, bridges, all these things will be affected. And so we have to look at growth, and if we don't, we can't just, I don't want that, I'm not even going to talk about it. You've got to look at everything.
I agree with that. 659-3338, if you have questions for our guest, Clinton County Commissioner Kevin Myers.
Do you look at economic growth as probably one of the biggest issues that you guys are facing as county commissioners?
Well, given how this past year has went, yeah, there's been a lot of other issues that we've had to deal with, but I think that's probably the biggest thing in the background is that, you know, you've got to be growing. If you're not trying to grow, you're gonna, you know, you're sitting still, and that's just not going to work in today's age.
Yeah. What else would you consider some of the big issues that you guys are looking at for this coming year? And I know SB1, and that's huge. It's affecting everything and everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to save a little bit of money on property taxes. Okay, I think I've heard the figure. I don't hold me to this, but I've heard the figure. Okay, you're going to save $300 in property taxes in a year. Okay, how long is it going to take longer for the ambulance to get to your house? Or you know,
yes.
You've got to look at everything. You don't want to be cutting vital services.
Yeah, $300 at what cost?
Yeah, so yeah. I would rather have the assurance that if I need an ambulance or I need some medical help or something like that, that they're going to be there pretty quick. And not just use that for an example. I mean,
sure.
It's going to affect every aspect of our government. So something has to be done.
Yeah, our schools too.
And schools obviously are that's the elephant in the room. It's the schools, because they have no way other way of getting funds, and so it's going to be hard for our schools. And I'm sure you've already read it. You know that Frankfurt is cutting a staff.
Yeah.
So that's you don't need less people.
I'm going to ask you to put those headphones on. We do have a caller on the line, so for you to be. There you go. Can you hear him okay? All right. Welcome to Party Line.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Russ.
It sure is good to have you on, Kevin. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah,
I'm sure the people that are listening do too. I have a lot of respect for what the Chamber of Commerce is doing in our area. And as you know, the county gives a significant amount of money to the chamber to keep that vitality alive. And do you think that's safe going forward? And are you guys protective of that asset?
Well, I'm just speaking for myself. I definitely think that needs to be, that's a vital part of what we do is to make sure the chamber is solvent and has what they need to do their job. That we're going to have to look at everything, but I would not support taking money away from the chamber.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. And, you know, change, tweaks and improvements are always good, but I think it's a synergy that we have that, quite frankly, I've talked to other communities, and they're kind of jealous of what we have in that respect. So I that's good. And any other thoughts or comments? Is it fair to ask you, what did you think of the forum last night?
Well, I thought it went really well. You know, I did want to address a concern I had last night, since I was kind of brought up specifically myself about a possible conflict of interest, because my son is a candidate for sheriff. First, I wanted to say that the sheriff and the county commissioner are two separate elected offices, and the voters will choose who they want to serve as sheriff, just as they chose who they want to serve as a commissioner. And second, I take my responsibilities as a county commissioner very, very seriously. And if my son were elected sheriff, I would follow all the county ethic rules. And if any questions arose, that would be directed toward the county attorney for his legal advice on that. And, you know, I think it's a little blown out of proportion, but since that was specifically brought up last night, I wanted to comment on that.
I'm glad you did, and that's what this program is for, and we appreciate it. And I appreciate leadership in the county in general. It seems like we're basically going the right direction, and I'll get off here and keep listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it. Again, Clinton County Commissioner Kevin Myers is our guest on Party Line today, and I think the phone was ringing again. Is that a call for us? She's fielding
nope.
it?
Yep.
Nope. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Okay.
Sorry.
I was trying to watch and make sure that we didn't have any issues. Let's kind of move away from the data centers and all that stuff. You've got some months under your belt now with the new building and getting everybody settled in, getting some of those with the extreme weather that we had, getting some of those issues that reared their ugly heads there and early. How are you guys getting settled in? How's everybody getting settled into their offices? And what's the overall feel in the new building?
Well, I think initially everybody was getting pretty comfortable. And then, as you said, we had the event happen where we had the water pipes freeze and all the damage. And so that's in the process of being mitigated right now. They'll have to replace a lot of carpet and drywall, and there's a environmental issue going on with one of the offices that they're addressing right now. But that's been a major thing, and we've got people moved out of offices into different, you know, offices and into the conference rooms, and trying to get everybody acclimated in there. And then about the time we get everything halfway organized, and everybody's going to be moving back to their original offices.
It'll be good someday, right?
Oh yeah, it has been a headache, but I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We hope, and they have started working on the courthouse.
That was going to be my next question. Where are they at there?
Well, they've just started the renovation, and you know, there's obviously some you know, you got to look at. Where's the best asbestos? Where's lead paint? And they've got to do all that. And then most of that's done. There is one room that they're looking at whether the siding or the paneling is asbestos in it or not. So but there's a lot to do there, and it's gonna take a while. But you know, they've got a really good start.
Yeah, I watched them drop a semi-load of supplies there over the weekend, so yeah, it looks like they're ready to start major construction inside.
Yeah, I mean they're real happy with the project engineer there on site, and he's doing a great job and communicating really well. And I think that was probably not the case before. I was totally involved in the initial construction of the annex, but there were some issues. But I think that it's all coming around, and you know, we have a lot of confidence in it's going to get done pretty quick.
We're heading in the right direction. All right, yeah. We do have another caller on the line, so welcome to Party Line.
Oh, good morning, girls. Mr. Meyer, I know you got a hard job, and you're not going to keep everybody happy, but that AI... we spent all that money, millions and millions and millions of dollars, building double-lane highway from Frankfort to 65, and running all that water and sewage out there and everything. And then, now you tell me if I'm wrong, they weren't even going to build that AI out there on 28 to 65, something about caused an electrical pain. So they's going to move it north, and the northern part of our county's already tore up with solar panels and trash everywhere out there, and then you got that big dump. I mean, that's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. You must be making hundreds of millions of dollars off all that trash out there on the ground. Is that correct?
Well, that's a little... we're not making that at all.
What do you think? It's right to tear up half your county to put all that stuff on the ground?
Well,
your opinion. You give me your opinion.
Well, my opinion. I think, you know, we all have trash, and it's got to go somewhere.
I don't have no trash.
Well, a lot of people do.
I mean, it goes to the dump. And I understand we got to have a dump, but I ain't wet. The dump is a small fraction of all those solar panels laying all over the northern part of our county.
Yeah, I would have to kind of agree. I'm not a real fan of the solar panels myself.
Yeah, I think they look terrible. I think they look terrible. And then our president of the United States says they're not worth the time or money to be putting them in, you know.
I think there's a time and a place for those things. I mean, I think here in this community...
Tell me what are the time and the places for those.
I think they're great on top of large buildings. I mean, if you've got a parking garage, you might as well put them up there. I think they're great out in the desert. I think there's great places where you can... you know, I flew over Vegas not long ago, and just beyond Vegas, in where there's nothing and nobody, and it's sunny out there, they had a bunch of solar panels. That's a great place for them.
I understand that, but you tore up half of my county.
Well, somebody allowed that. I mean, those people had
Why did they allow that?
Well, they chose to sell their ground. Yeah. That's their right to do that. If you owned all that ground, you would have that right to do that.
Carl, if you want to know, I'll give you an interesting fact. We've been pursued for the last 3 years by a company that has solar panels and want to put them up on our farm ground, and we keep telling them, no, quit calling.
Well, I, to me, it just makes the county look trashy, just completely trashy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's some money involved there.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it's all about, girls and Mr. Myers. It's about money and your needs and what you want. They put the wants in front of the needs and talk about money.
Sometimes money is a need for folks.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I mean, it costs us a lot to keep my mom at Wesley Manor. I need some of that money to keep her there. That's her, you know, it's her farm ground, so she should be able to do what, I guess, you know, let it keep her
exactly
healthy as long as it can.
Yeah.
And I realize it's hindsight's 2020, and I was not involved in all that, but I think, you know, a better arrangement could have been made to compensate not only the county and take care better care of the roads during that, and also the property owners that in that area. And it would help if they would do a better job that they're supposed to be doing as far as around the fencing and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the AI plant where they want to build that AI plant? What do you think about it, Kevin?
Well, I mean, I was one of those that voted against it, and... as far as
why wasn't it built on 28 and 65 because of those power lines?
I think that was the reason it came in far as the county was because they already had a zoned area in the city right adjacent to it, right close by, so they just wanted to keep it all together.
Well, there's only a couple people's going to make the money off it. I mean, if you stop and put it on paper, you look who made the money. And the girls just got done telling me it's their ground. They can do with it what they want.
To an extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, and there's a lot of other things that go along with that as far as, you know, my position has always been that, you know, they came in and repaired the roads that they tore up. Well,
yeah.
You know, okay, sure, you should do that. that they should have made it, or they paved, instead of paving 15 miles of roads, they paved 50. You know, there's a lot of different things you could have done, and you know, if they wanted to come here bad enough, they would have done it.
Well, I know, but I don't want an AI plant end up like ConAgra, where it costs this county a lot of money, and it's going to be years before we ever get our money back. You understand what I'm saying, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, and I don't disagree.
Yeah, and I think the current commissioners now are realizing that somebody needs to bring it to the table. I think they're like, if you want to come to our community, you need to show something, a good, earnest effort, either financially, you're going to build some homes, you're going to bring, you know, whatever. I think that has been realized by our leaders, that if you want to come to this county, you need to bring something to the table.
Yes, I agree 100%. But when you're talking about a company like AI, we're paying our lawyers $300-$400 an hour. Hey, they got lawyers for $6,000-$10,000 an hour that don't even do anything. You're not going to beat them. They can say, well, no, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. You're not going to beat AI. Do you understand that, girls, or do you even agree with me?
I think... And I feel for our county and our city officials, because what worries me is what's going to happen at the state level and what's going to happen at the national level, and whether or not those rights and those decisions get taken away from them, because that's what it's looking like may happen.
Yes,
but they're working towards that, and
they are.
That's a problem.
I'm thankful that our representatives have, you know, chosen not to pass that.
Yeah.
But the mere fact that it got as far as it did is kind of concerning.
Yeah. I mean, we're already seeing it. They passed SB 270, which a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people realize that what that bill amounts to, but it's taking away local government.
Yeah.
In some aspects.
You know, many years ago, they had a proposal. When Mitch Daniels was governor, they had a proposal to do away with county government as far as it is. You know, you have one commissioner and they appoint all the offices, and I mean that was really an extreme thing. But the thing that bothered me about that was that they actually listened to it, and that was discussed, and of course it was never passed. But now they're also bringing in something about that there's some offices in the courthouse would be appointed by the commissioners instead of being elected by the public. And I don't agree with that either. I think that you take more local control away. And again, this is just my opinion. I think county government is the most, not the most efficient and maybe a little slow, but it's harder for corruption to happen in county government. I mean, you might get by with it for a while, but you're going to get caught, because there's too many checks and balances within this type of government, and I truly believe that. And you know, we have a perfect example of that here.
Yes. And it's easy for a person like me to sit back and say what I think, because I'm not involved in it. So I can say things that normally you can't say. Why are you laughing about that?
It's true.
Girl, put your cowboy coat on and tell her to settle down, Melissa.
No, I pretty much speak my piece, so.
Well, I know you do, but your girlfriend, she just laughs and put that cowboy coat on.
Yeah. Well...
You're doing a good job. All the commissioners are doing a good job. I wouldn't want no part of that kind of stuff. It's a thankful, no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's a thankless
or
job.
Or what you say, people aren't going to agree with you. You know, they're just not going to agree. That's just the way the public is. People, in this day and age we live in, Kevin, they don't even want to say they're a Republican. They don't even want to say they're a Democrat. They don't even want to say what religion they're in, because it's something you do not talk about. You do not talk about. You understand me?
No, yeah, I totally understand.
Kevin's shaking his head.
Oh, he's your laughing.
No, he totally
hey,
gets
that
it.
Take that microphone away from her, Melissa. Stay away from her. Now. Hey, God bless both of you. And you, Kevin, too. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You all too, right. Carl. Thanks for calling. You, Carl. We appreciate you. All right. Kevin, I know we're running out of time. Anything else that you would like to touch on while you're here today?
No, I just think that you know, we have a lot of really good things going on in our county with the nonprofits. You know, the Paul Philippi and our and then also our a lot of county offices. Our Board of Health is been revived. You know, it's really good. Everything's going well. And again, you hate to see the budgets changing. That's going to put a little bit of that into jeopardy as far as funding, so just everybody just pay attention, talk to your legislatures, talk to the commissioners. I got a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls in reference to the data center, and then all of a sudden when that was over, everything stopped. And but I enjoyed it. Contacting and talking to the public and the voters and everything, and it'd be nice to talk about something besides that. But and this is a great time of the year for you know, the season's changing. We're getting out of the worrying about snow and ice, and now we're getting into where there's fog and potholes. So make sure that if you're out on the county road and you see a pothole, call the highway department and let them know. They don't drive every road every day. And so let them know, I'm very thankful for the situation that we have here with our county employees. I say they're second to none, and I am I'm proud to be representing them.
Well, I'm with you. I would love to see as much control stay. You know, we know our community, not somebody far away that might drive through once in a blue moon. We yeah. know our community, and as much as we can keep local, that is better for us. So keep our fingers crossed that they don't take anything away from us.
Yeah, well, and keep in contact with your legislature. I mean, when they send out these surveys and everything, yeah. Answer them, call them, email them. It's easy. You can do it online. And just make sure that they know what you're thinking.
Yeah, and just because a bill has been passed doesn't mean it can't be rescinded.
Absolutely, or changed.
Yeah, they're already working on changes on SB1 because the main person who penned that bill already said after it was passed that it had mistakes in it, and they need to go back and they need to fix things. And I'm sitting here thinking, then why did you pass it?
I think the best way to pass to make that bill better would be to rescind it.
Yeah, I do. I'm with you on that. So,
all right. Well, and I do think there's you know, it's that old, there's a time and a place for everything. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Carl doesn't think there's a time and a place for solar panels. I can tell you that. So I don't know. All right, Kevin, thank you so much. Always good to have you guys in studio. We appreciate you taking your time out. And moreover, we appreciate you giving a chance for people to call in and ask you questions. I mean, again, yeah. that's how we all find out things. So yeah, we appreciate you being willing to do that.
And I
thank
don't
you.
Think people realize county commissioners, yes, they have their meeting, but they don't realize how many other things that you guys go to attend and sit in on. And well, you know, I just saw you at the beginning of the week at the cemetery restoration. So,
right.
It's
we didn't even get to that.
Yeah, I know.
It's a few more than two meetings a month, trust me. But that's okay. I mean, I think it's important that, you know, I'm retired, so I don't have another job I have to worry about. So when something happens, and also Commissioner Weaver is in the same position. He's readily available, and I know that in the winter Jordan has more time, but things are going to be getting busy for him pretty soon.
Yeah, he checks his email a lot, though, and he can do that on a tractor. So.
Right, absolutely.
He can do that from a tractor.
He's never failed to call me back when I called him.
Absolutely. So. All right. Well, again, Kevin Myers, Clinton County Commissioner, thank you so much. And thank you for listening to Party Line. Don't forget, we'll have basketball action tonight and tomorrow right here on the radio.
Yeah, tonight, 5:45, it is Rossville and Carroll in a rematch. This is a Hoosier Heartland Conference rematch. In the semifinal for a chance to go to the championship game on Saturday.
All right, and that will be tomorrow night. Again, both games here on WILO. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.